home study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Postpartum Depression, Diagnosis and Treatment. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Ann Rogers. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with postpartum depression. As each case study is given, if the concept seems to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes, or if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to the CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So just a hint. After you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind that there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purposes of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapists or mental health professionals. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situation. When you hear the word therapist, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapist cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as symptoms and factors, when a woman becomes a mother, when a man becomes a father, marital disharmony, violence and depression, loss and depression, unplanned pregnancy, undiagnosed depression, panic and depression, anxiety continued, obsessive-compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, eating disorders and postpartum, bipolar disorder and postpartum dads. So let's get started. On the rest of this track, we will discuss symptoms and factors related to postpartum or postnatal depression. These will include characteristics, predispositions, emotional causes, external factors, and consequences for the family. As you listen, think of your client. Which of these symptoms does she struggle with? First, let's discuss a few general characteristics of postnatal depression. If you are already familiar with postnatal depression, you might use this as a review. Three major symptoms include excitability, anxiety, and obsessive thoughts and fantasies. First, symptoms may include a high level of excitability that is characterized by the inability to sleep, frenetic activity that can lead to collapse, irritability, confused language, and difficulty in concentrating or reasoning properly. I have found that this state usually starts shortly after childbirth and may be confused with the euphoria many mothers feel in the first days after a baby's birth. A second symptom may include a feeling of panic that is manifested by extreme anxiety, inexplicable panic attacks, physical reactions such as palpitations, hot flashes, trembling, dizziness, excessive sweating, numbness, and tingling in the hands and feet, or even an impression of suffocation. Panic attacks are sometimes brought on by a situation that reminds the new mother of a past trauma. A third symptom may include obsessive thoughts and fantasies. I have found that women suffering from postnatal depression usually know that they are fantasizing and can control themselves. However, A woman may feel extremely guilty about the thoughts regarding harming herself or her baby, and may undertake complicated rituals to protect herself or the baby. Shelby, age 29, described her postnatal depression as feeling revved up. Shelby stated, "After my son was born, I just could not sit down and relax for a minute. I felt like there was a motor inside that would not shut off. I just thought it was the excitement of having a baby we had wanted for so long. When I got home from the hospital, I couldn't sleep at all. I got so tired and irritable that when he cried, I wanted to yell, 'Shut up!' This only made me feel worse. I was worried that I was not going to be able to handle being a mother. I found myself avoiding taking care of my baby." Shelby learned to relax and not to worry so much about minor problems like diaper rash. Shelby tended to catastrophize. Small events took on life and death proportions in her thinking. Shelby learned to observe herself catastrophizing and to be more objective in her assessment of situations. After several sessions, Shelby was less anxious and was beginning to enjoy her son and was able to sleep when the baby slept. Second, let's discuss predispositions to postnatal depression. Have you found, as I have, that postnatal depression can strike any healthy woman, regardless of the number of children she has, her socioeconomic level, religion, ethnic group, cultural origins, or whether or not she is breastfeeding? However, I have found that certain women are at a great risk if they present the five following characteristics. These symptoms include 1. Previous psychological troubles. 2. Postnatal depression after a previous childbirth. 3. Heredity, such as a mother, aunt, or sister having postnatal depression. In addition to a genetic predisposition, I have found that women who have seen their own mothers suffer from depression may be more prone to depression themselves. 4. A bad experience during fertility treatments. And 5. A difficult pregnancy. Third, in addition to general characteristics of and predispositions to postnatal depression, let's discuss some emotional causes. Two emotional causes of postnatal depression include a negative reaction to birth by the mother and the mother's psychological past. First, severe negative reactions to birth by the mother may induce psychological tensions that are a major cause of postnatal depression. For example, a woman may be deeply disturbed by the feeling of losing control during her delivery. Part of Shelby's depression was her reluctance to accept her powerlessness when faced with such an overwhelming physical transformation. Likewise, a woman who went through her pregnancy in a state of anger or frustration with her body may find that these feelings tend to persist after childbirth. Second, a mother's psychological past is yet another cause of depression. Unresolved grief, such as after a divorce or following the loss of a parent or loved one, may resurface after childbirth. Psychological traumas dating from the mother's childhood or adolescence, such as sexual or physical abuse or abandonment, may suddenly appear overwhelming to the mother immediately after childbirth, threatening her self-confidence and her ability to bond with her new baby. Fourth, in addition to emotional causes of postnatal depression, let's discuss external factors. Have you found, as I have, that stressful relationships can contribute to postnatal depression? Before her pregnancy, a woman may have handled tension reasonably well within her relationships with her partner or with her parents and in-laws. Once the baby is born, a mother's impulse may be to protect herself from stressful situations by acting as a kind of emotional shield. Given the heightened psychological vulnerability of any new mother, this sort of pressure can rapidly bring her to the edge of clinical depression. Social isolation can also contribute to postnatal depression. If a woman finds herself alone with her baby for more than 8 hours a day, if she is housebound due to lack of transportation or severe weather conditions, if she has no extended family to give support, the woman may have no one with whom to share her feelings and no one to help in practical ways. Fifth, in addition to external factors, let's discuss consequences for the family. Postnatal depression almost inevitably causes tension within a relationship. The woman may feel abandoned, and her partner may feel like a victim. In Shelby's case, although her depression was a difficult time for both her and her husband, the fact that they attended therapy together, as a couple, created a lot of goodwill in their marriage. Have you found, as I have, that women suffering from depression usually worry about the effect of their illness on the baby? The woman may need to be reassured that there is no time limit for establishing a strong mother-child bond, no critical point after which all is lost. It may be important to explain to any older children that their mother is not well, that she will get better, and that it is not their fault, nor is it the fault of the baby. On this track, we have discussed symptoms and factors. These have included characteristics, predispositions, emotional causes, external factors, and consequences for the family. On the next track, we will discuss when a woman becomes a mother. This will include the feeling of suffocation, everything revolving around the baby, making motherhood the only source of fulfillment, and the icing on the cake technique. Question 1. What are three characteristics of postnatal depression?